Good morning, Dr. Schmidt. Good day. A 6 minute walk test on Scott Bushman. This is the sick Dr. Sarah Ward on 5/1/24. Bushman performed a 6 minute walk test period. Prior to the ambulatory lumbar saturation was 95%. Period. The patient achieved 448 in 6 minutes. Saturation in the study was 95%. Period. Paragraph. Impression normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, imposed from the spirometry on noble Clary. On 5/1/24, Mr. Clary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the voice vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment of flow rates period. After bronchodilators, the patient had an improved effort. And no residual airways obstruction or restriction is noted. Period. The paragraph impression minimal reversible airways obstruction versus improved effort at the bronchodilators. Period. Compared to the prior study dated 12/27/24, there's been improved. Period. Next is a 6 minute walk test off LAURANCE ward. This goes to the VA on 5/1/24. Mr. Ward performed a 6 minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the lumbar saturation was 94% period. The patient achieved 148 meters. And saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. At 2 minutes and 16 seconds, the patient did abandon his back and knees, resumed his walk at 3 minutes and 49 seconds period of paragraph compression. Air exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-post spirometry for the same patient, Lawrence Ward. This goes to the VA on 5/1/24. Mr. Ward performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to which bronchodilators, the voice vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/20/23, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.